Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
What's going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, today was another practice for the Indianapolis Colts in training camp. It's the last practice before the Detroit Lions come into town for joint practices before the Colts Saturday scrimmage against them in Indianapolis. So a lot of great things to cover there. Don't worry, we will be keeping you guys updated as best as we can about joint practices the rest of the week and bringing some other content as well. Just want to thank you guys again for all the continued support on the channel. We have hit over 200,000 views on the channel in the first half of this month. Unbelievable, guys. Like, this is closing in. This might be the best month so far in views that we have ever had. And we still have half a month to go before this month is finished. So we appreciate all the support that you guys are giving us. Believe us, the views and the comments and everything else does not go unnoticed. We greatly appreciate your guys' support and everyone that watches us. So a couple things. I won't talk about the cuts that were made. If you want to see that, check out the short that I made earlier today. What came off starting is Matt Ryan had an up and down day when it came to throwing the football. Pittman and Stephon Gilmore were having some good battles today. Pittman ran a gorgeous double move route, vertical route that put Gilmore on skates. And Matt Ryan with a beautiful pass there. Nyheim Hines also getting the same kind of pass on EJ Speed on a wheel route. And Matt Ryan just put it perfectly for a touchdown. So Matt Ryan definitely getting a couple really good vertical routes for Hines and Pittman today. Overall, Matt Ryan went 7 of 9 today. Best throw came from the double move. No touchdowns in the team drills, but no interceptions as well in the team drills. A couple other things, 7 on 7, Kenny Moore had a tip pass today that Michael Pittman and Julian Blackman laid out for an interception in the 7 on 7s. A couple other things that got brought up today, Gus Bradley was asked about Tyquan Lewis, about getting more of a look rushing inside on sub packages as he works back from the tendon injury that he was dealing with. Said Dio Odangbo is an obvious fit there, but the door is open for someone to really become a force. So a lot of different options there for Gus Bradley. Mike Strawn was the big one today. Mike Strawn coming back from his meniscus tear. He told everyone that it was a meniscus tear that he was dealing with at the start of camp, and that's why he didn't actually get a chance to start practice up until now. But according to what everybody was saying is that he didn't seem to be limited much today, had an extended recovery, but he was practicing in full today, did all the drills, was in pads, everything. So he looked like he was back to his normal self. We saw Mike Strawn last offseason have a good training camp, but it just never went anywhere. So will things change this time? That's yet to be determined. But a couple other small things that happened today. Paris Campbell back in full go. Nick Cross with another great pass block. Zaire Franklin was asked about Shaquille Leonard's extended absence. Said that he knows that it frustrates him. Says it's killing him that he's not able to be out there. Sounds exactly like Shaquille Leonard. Says they're all stressing that they need him out there when the games actually count. So people, again, are looking for a chance to maybe see him here in about 3-4 weeks, hoping. We've talked a little bit about how important it'd be for week 1, week 2, week 3. We've kind of talked about that a little bit already. But no doubt that the Colts are anxious to get Shaquille Leonard back out on the field. Also, before I go into Zaire Franklin's last point here, it was a little bit of an up and down day for Matt Ryan. I told you guys about the great throws that he had to Pittman and Hines earlier, but Kylan Granson got a underthrow from Matt Ryan from a rushed throw earlier today. So that was another one that we're kind of nitpicking a little bit. But Zaire Franklin said he's ready for the joint practices with the Lions. Went on to say, when you're going against JT and Naheem, we push each other all year, but those are your guys. So you want to take care of them to an extent. Said, with these other guys, I don't care. So, you know, Colts showing, you know, a little bit more of Zaire specifically showing a little bit more of that aggressive side. I don't believe there's going to be any fights here, guys. Dan Campbell has already said when it comes to the Lions side that we're going to compete, but we're not going to start fights. That's not what we do. And obviously, I don't think that the Colts would start anything. I mean, both sides have, I would assume, have pretty good respect for one another. So it'll be interesting to see how competitive it gets. And like I said, we're going to keep up to date with you guys on that. So that was pretty much it for today, guys. You know, a couple guys coming back from injury. You know, some good talks from Zaire. And if there are some more media availabilities, guys, if you want to watch and listen to Mike Strawn's media availability, Bernard Ryman's media availability, be sure to check out those on our channel. Cody had uploaded them earlier today, so they are on the channel if you guys want to take a look at that. But thank you guys again so much for tuning in. Like I said, we greatly appreciate the support you guys have put on the channel. We greatly appreciate it more than you guys could ever know. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let me know your thoughts. And as always, guys, go Colts.